Dames.com. Up next, he's back, Major Ed Dames. Some call him Dr. Doom. We're going to be talking about his remote viewing, what he has seen, what he is seeing, next on Coast to Coast AM. The big story, of course, that you have been talking about with us, Ed, over the years is the kill shot. Something from the sun. And, you know, one of my concerns is that we need to protect our power grid from either an EMP attack or a solar X flare. And I just noticed there is a sunspot on the sun, obviously, that looks huge. And they say it's got about a 20 to 30% chance of popping out an X flare. Tell us a little bit more about the kill shot.
Well, it's been almost 20 years on Coast to Coast where I've been saying, you know, this is coming. And it's the thing that's coming is a discontinuity in terms of human cultural evolution. It's so big, it affects everything. It renders war and the rumors of war and epidemics moot because it eclipses all that in terms of its ramifications in human evolution. And that's the sun going on a rampage. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to be on your show tonight. It isn't about Ebola, and it isn't about MH370. It's about this. That sunspot that your listeners can go to your website and see what's being called a monster flare, a behemoth. I have never observed a more serious or perhaps larger sunspot that's more threatening than 2192, the active region 2192, and they can see that there. And it has still 7 more days to transit. It's already produced X's. 3 hours ago it produced an M8, and it's going to absolutely produce X flares this week. I'm saying that I believe that this is probably the beginning of the kill shot sequence, a sequence of over time of massive solar flares in conjunction with a decaying Earth's magnetic field, magnetosphere decaying rapidly, which means that even an M-class flare will be equivalent to an X-class flare, and the X-class flares will be a killer in terms of communication satellites and power grids. And by the way, while we're on the subject, the EMPs, yes, in terms of military technology or in terms of technology themselves, communications and otherwise, it is a serious thing if we or another nation used a weapon, an EMP weapon, and we've got them against, and other nations do, against the grids, power grids. But they're not going to take down massive power grids. They're going to disrupt very sensitive electronics, EMPs. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about these kinds of things amongst the public.
Well, these are strong, strong possibilities. And I've noticed, and we've got a trailer up on the coasttocoastam.com website, Surviving the Kill Shot. How many people do you think, and we're coming up to the break, Ed, so we'll talk more about this when we come back, but with the kill shot, are we talking about the possibility of millions and millions of people perishing?
Absolutely. Hundreds of millions for reasons that we can discuss. And it's not just the sun, as we found out in years afterwards, about 4 years ago. It's the results of Fukushima, plus the sun, plus Mad Max scenarios, plus all the animals.
Yeah, they all add up. We're going to be back in a moment. More with Major Ed Dames and his remote viewing next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the kill shot, of course, and surviving the kill shot. As a matter of fact, Major Dames has an announcement for us that has not been heard anyplace else.
Is that over the years, these massive solar flares, this sequence that I've come to, that I've the appellation I've given to this kill shot, this present sunspot and the ones behind it appear to be the beginning of the end in terms of, I mean, there'll be a new beginning at some juncture. I don't know how, I've been asked this quite a bit, how long the sequence will last, months, years, or whatever. I honestly don't know. But it's going to really damage our communications tremendously and our infrastructures tremendously. It'll be the secondary effects that do the most damage to human beings. That means no transportation, gas pumps don't work, communications are down, not all over the earth at once, but point by point by point by point, the ancillary damage will cause the starvation of a lot of people worldwide. I mean, in the developing countries now, you've got starvation occurring. So it's going to be the same old there, or worse, if it can get worse. But for the developed countries, we're on terra incognita, and it's a brave new world. And yes, millions and millions of people will bite the dust. It's here. What I've been predicting as will probably start in 2014, and now it looks like it's starting.
But no,
I'm going to go on the road one more time. That's it. One more time to talk about this behind closed doors, because the sensitive information I can't talk about in terms of sanctuary locations. I'll do it one more time in December and in January, four cities, and that's it. And then I have to take care of my own local.
I know it's Vegas, Orlando, Philadelphia, and Portland. Right.
Right. Right, Portland on the 6th of December, and the other, and Baltimore, Orlando, and Las Vegas in January, and then I say sayonara for a while.
Well, I hope you come back, because if you're gone, that means we may all be gone.
No, that's not true. I'm going to provide as much threat management and warning and protection, the information. So people can outrun or avoid these dangers like I'm going to be able to do it, or else be overtaken or overcome by them. We need to prepare for a very significant paradigm change.
Absolutely.
Well, years before, we knew that all these warring parties look up in the sky and there's unprecedented atmospheric effects. What we now believe is that these unprecedented atmospheric effects are essentially aggravated solar activity, auroras, not just simply far south, but very, very active. In fact, we think, based upon research that we've done way in the past, that the Chinese idea of the dragon, the electrical currents in the air, is sort of like this, that this may have happened before, perhaps 11,500 years ago, as I guess. And that eclipses all of the priorities, the geopolitical economic priorities, not economic so much, but the political priorities and the ideologies, people go home. They just go home.
We've predicted that if the grid goes down from either an X flare or an EMP, it could be years before it gets back up.
Yeah, it'll be, if any particular grid goes, and they're not all going to go down at once, you know, and some will never go down. But the ones that are stretched out over long, wide spaces, they will. They will, under the right circumstances, and the right circumstances are happening real soon. Watch this solar flare, 2192, for instance, as a harbinger of what's coming really fast. When the grids go down, we're looking at easily no less than 6 months, but probably 2 years. And a lot can happen in terms of Mad Max scenarios.
Oh, my gosh. Sure.
In North America.
And that's how we're going to get hit. We're going to get hit from all different angles.
Yeah, it's a confluence of events, as I've said many times. It's happening now.
Ed, we had a mini shuttle came down this week, the X-37B. What do you think that craft is being used for?
I can't, George, I can't talk about that because I was involved in things like that, and it's very, very classified. And I just can't comment on that, George.
Oh, really?
And the same thing with biological warfare stuff. I can tell you many, many things and answer many questions for you about BW, the weaponization, and these kinds of things, the Treaty of 1972, and how the Russians found loopholes around all that. But there are a lot of things that I can't talk about because I was right in there, you know, and still classified. And that particular show was one of them.
All right, stick with us. We're going to come back. We'll take some phone calls. Welcome back. Major Ed Dames with us. We'll take your calls as well as we talk about some of his past and present predictions. This canceling of the election. And you know what's interesting? I just saw a story today where there is another person making a prophetic guess that there's not going to be a 2016 election. It's mind-boggling.
Actually, I was taking a look at this sunspot again. I'm watching it quite closely.
It's getting bigger.
It's not just getting bigger. It'll stay about the same size, but the damage that it can cause, and there's a good likelihood that it may, is as enormous as it is. It's facing right at us. As I mentioned, it's one of the biggest, most threatening sunspots I've seen in 15 years of observation, actually more.
Oh, it's huge.
It's lined right up, and on the backside of the sun are its kin, So that's why I'm saying this is, you know, I'm going to put my neck on the line a little bit. We all knew as professionals that 2014 was the beginning, and this guy not only augurs in but ushers in a kill shot sequence.
Well, I was saying while you were out looking at the sunspot, of course, wherever you may be, how could you see the sunspot, right? It's dark out now, Ed.
Oh, yeah, but the internet can see everything. I look at NASA's website.
So I cannot bend your arm to tell us about that X-37B, huh?
No, sir. I really would like to talk about it, but there's some things in some governments, ours included, that are so classified that they're our Sunday punch. When we look at this, it isn't just grid-wise. It looks as if that there's a problem with some of the reactors, if not all of the reactors, the large power plants, nuclear reactors, unlike Huron, that they may shut down prematurely. They may not shut down the correct way. I mean, when you run out of diesel fuel, you can no longer cool those things. And then if they release plumes, it goes over that direction. It heads to the southeast, and that's our best guess about why no sanctuary locations pop up in the U.S. Northeast, none.
That's another problem. If that grid goes down and we lose power, those generators aren't going to last forever to keep those power plants cooled.
Even if you did have time, let's say there's not an earthquake, looking at the New Madrid fault, if there's an earthquake, you have no time to shut a reactor down. You have more Fukushimas and Chernobyls. But if you have time to shut the reactor down, you still have to cool it. And if you run out of diesel fuel because trucks and trains can't get that to you, you still have the same problem. We're not talking about a single flare. We're talking about a series of flares. We're in the second peak of a solar max, which is rare. There aren't many solar maxes that have two peaks, but this one does. And the second peak just started. It's going to do the darns to us, especially things like this flare. This active region, this particular active region has about 7 more days across the visible disk. And it produced an M-class flare a week and a half ago when it was on the backside of the sun. So we're looking at a possible X-10 or something like that, which is going to do some damage. It causes satellites to...
Oh, my God, yeah, an X-10
drag,
will do that.
Drag the atmosphere, they change orbits.
And if it's facing us directly, it could be huge.
Face it up directly, you're in trouble in the space station, you're in trouble in the high altitude aircraft. You've got commo satellites and GPS systems that go awry and that are off meters sometimes or more or destroyed. I want to point out one thing. NASA admitted a couple of months ago that a kill shot type of a destructive effect almost occurred in 2012, but they didn't go public with the information. So it isn't just me. No, we do the best that we can. Scientists do the best that they can. And, yeah, there is a responsibility here, and I am going to take a hit if I'm wrong.
And you have. You've admitted it when you're wrong. I mean, you don't hide.
Yeah. But the big thing is time. We still have not knocked it down. The best that we could do was these precursor events that we talked about, which have already happened. Fukushima. I predicted Fukushima, and that happened, and that was a precursor event. And Fukushima is a huge disaster. And I'm saying that the kill shot sequence is just as bad, if not worse, as Fukushima, the gift that keeps on giving. We've been trying to save lives and warn people, and it's over. I'm telling it like it is right now. I'm going to go on the road, give people the rest of the story, and then I'm out of here. I have nothing else to say. I've said it all on Coast to Coast.
Well, you're not retiring, though, are you?
Semi-retirement, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, are you ever going to talk to me again?
Of course. Contact is a huge thing for me. It's the acne of my career.